Could be Jeff's last day, so let's get him in here for the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shot caller last. And who'd you get?
I got myself.
Okay.
That is disappointing.
That's a shock caller. On over to Brooke while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
According to a new survey, 16% of people admit they have lied to try to get upgraded to first class on an airplane. And the survey asked those people what specific lies they've told the airline employees hoping to get preferential treatment. Some of the answers that made the top five included being newlyweds on your honeymoon.
Oh, that's what I was going to guess. Stop it.
And saying that you're going to a funeral.
Oh.
Name the other three answers that made the top five, and you have a lifeline. You can ask me about any lie. I'll let you know if it's in the top five.
My grandma died. I need to travel in style.
Yeah. She would have wanted me to have champagne.
Yeah, free champagne.
She would have wanted me to have champagne.
Well, the first two, they like tug at your heartstrings, right? So all of them have to be some kind of emotional connection with the staff, right? Like, oh, you know, let me take care of you.
The only time I've ever tried was legit when I was on my honeymoon, and I got nothing.
they don't care.
I didn't get anything from my hotel. I didn't get anything for the airlines.
That's
we got one free dessert our entire 2.5 week honeymoon. So I'm not very good at this. I would think, like, why are people traveling? Like a business thing? Like maybe you would lie and say, oh, my company was supposed to put me in first class and they messed up.
Or they could lie and say that they're part of the military.
That's a good one.
It's kind of a terrible thing to do, but people will do that.
I promise you that actually sounds
You're going to promise me?
I promise you that's all there, Brooke.
Well,
ask him.
No, I'm not going to ask him if you promise. All I need is a Jose promise in my life.
If anyone told me they were in the military,
okay,
I'd be like,
so
dude.
So, military...
What about being pregnant?
I've tried that before.
Have you?
They didn't believe it. It's weird.
I'm going to go, you need it for some back problems is number one. Number two, I'm going to go, they lied about being in the military.
I promise.
And then is the last one have to do, this is my question, the last one have to do with business?
The last one does not have to do with business.
Or any of them.
No, none of them. There's no business excuse in here.
I think you lied and you said the airline screwed up your reservation and you deserve it. It's their fault.
A new survey found the most common lies that people have told airline employees hoping to get upgraded to first class. Out of the top five, I gave you being newlyweds on your honeymoon and going to a funeral. I asked for the other three. They are having some sort of injury or disease, like a back injury.
Okay, cool.
Another one is you lie and say that you're pregnant.
And you need to be upgraded.
And the third lie that made the top five.
Come on, military.
Being afraid of flying.
Oh, really? So you need first class.
So you need the luxe experience.
Cushy seat.
Yeah.
All right, you got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Yankee Doodle. So sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on the pony. Stuck a feather in his attic, called it macaroni. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, dandy. Mind the music and the steps and with the girls be hey.
We'll see you later. Have a good day. Today's show was produced by Steve Football Boyd and Jeff Handball DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.